Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli while he catches up on some farming. And I am with Dr. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com. And Dr. Shealy has said some very eloquent pieces of information during the first hour. This is the beginning of hour number two. And one of the things he mentioned was regarding acute diseases when they go chronic, when you go beyond the six-month period, those synthetic pharmaceutical drugs lose and basically there's a major efficacy reduction and it starts to kill you. But Dr. Shealy, I was just thinking of some people who have certain chronic disorders like diabetes, especially. No, I realize type 2 diabetes can be reversed in the great majority of cases with diet and exercise. But what about people who maybe don't want to do life changes or have type 1 diabetes and they're taking insulin? Or there's people who have had heart disease and had heart surgeries and they have to take anticoagulants for the rest of their life. I mean, are there any exceptions to the acute chronic disease / synthetic pharmaceutical drug going beyond 6 months, which could be necessary? Dr. Shealy.
I don't consider insulin for type 1 diabetics a drug. It's a replacement of a natural substance. There's a great difference. And actually, coronary artery disease is reversible with chelation and several other approaches. So, now, there is an actual drug, but again, I wouldn't use it chronically. I mean, I might give it for 3 months to clean out the arteries, but I wouldn't give it for life.
Okay, well said. So let's talk about vitamins and minerals. You know, we all know that vitamins and minerals mostly come from the soil, but we, you know, from chemicals and mechanical stuff and heavy metals, especially around urban suburban areas, you know, we've lost a lot of those essential life functions in our soil today. What would you say to people who want to be self-sufficient, who are reading that, you know, farmland has been contaminated and is getting to be toxic? When people want to be self-sufficient, want to eat healthy, what kind of lifestyle changes would you tell them to do, Dr. Shealy?
Well, first, second, and third, there is no such thing as a non-contaminated soil today. 75% of all the rain that falls in this country has Roundup in it. So unless you have a greenhouse with filtered air and filtered water, you cannot even call something organic and be truthful. Second, because of the toxicity in our water supply and our air, and by the way, we've only touched on about 1% of the total toxicity. There's hundreds of toxic things in the air and water today. I think we must have about 10 times more vitamin B complex than we needed 50 years ago. And although the original recommended daily intake of vitamin C was 60 milligrams, I think less than 2 grams a day of vitamin C is a danger to your health.
Okay. I mentioned chemicals, which I'm sure we talked about a little bit in the first hour, you know, there's a lot of information coming out recently where exposure to chemicals, not just in food for longevity and shelf life and things like that, but they're used to disinfect offices and furniture and airplanes, and there's ties to birth defects and cancer, you know, even childhood cancer. When I was a kid growing up in the 60s and 70s, it was rare. I mean, you barely heard about cancer, even in adults, never mind children, and now you hear about it almost every day. And it's, what do you tell people? I mean, we talk on USA Prepares all the time about self-sufficiency and moving rural and getting away from urban, suburban areas. And, you know, a lot of people are listening. There's a mass exodus out of a lot of these blue Democrat states to where people want to get that 20 to 40 acres. What do you tell people to do regarding if they want to start gardening and they want to create their own soil and do raised bed gardening and really just get their hands dirty? What advice do you give those people, Dr. Shuey?
Compost. I mean, now you've got to have access to lots of plant waste or animal waste to make your compost, but you can find that. I mean, even rotting newspaper might be okay. I don't know. But I live on a farm and have for a vast majority of my entire life, and I do not use any poisons ever.
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, we're I call my place a little hobby farm, and I got goats and chickens. So basically all their poop, which is saturated in straw, I throw into the compost pile with basically every radish top, every tomato seed, every eggshell goes into that compost pile. And it's amazing how the black dirt just shows up at the very end of it, and great worms in there, and yeah, that's awesome. Dr. Shuey, with all of our, you know, you were talking about sperm counts. It's not just sperm counts, it's testosterone counts. There's hormone disrupting chemicals in the airplanes, in the homes, in the offices. You see transgender people, probably a 10-to-1 ratio of males going to females. You see a lot of mental disorders, like I mentioned earlier in the show, where the psychotropic drugs, antidepressive drugs, are wrecking.
And suicide.
And suicide, absolutely. It's quite disturbing. When you're talking to young families, and you mentioned all this stuff, you talk about antioxidants boosting your immune system function, you talk about, you know, cancers and tumors and immune stimulants and builders and blood purifications. You talk about inflammation, circulation, allergies, infections, detoxification, cancers and tumors, which basically are the six major categories that deal with the immune system. When you talk to young people today, and they're very concerned about what's going on. I mean, I it's so sad to say, but I know so many people, good, great parents that have had their children commit suicide, and mostly, unfortunately, males, which is 77% of it. And I think a lot of these estrogen mimickers and all these chemicals and hormone-disrupting chemicals, you know, food, water, air, homes, furniture, offices are major contributors. How do you tell people to avoid this stuff? What advice would a 64-year veteran of the medical industry say?
Well, first of all, you couldn't pay me any amount of money to live in a town. Now, if everybody, like, you know, wanted to live on 5 or 10 acres of land, we might have a real problem. On the other hand, if you've got enough common sense to do it, I think that's where you should live. Now, even if you live in a city, and 80% of people still live in individual homes, by the way, garden instead of a lawn. If you've got a lawn, plow it up and plant your own food. I did that when I lived in Cleveland.
So, you know, Dr. Shealy, because of your age and your great experience, when you're talking to somebody who's in that retiree, semi-retiree age, what would you say? I mean, a lot of people feel that it's too scary to start anew when you get to a certain retirement age. And I feel just the opposite. I feel that this lifestyle is rejuvenating. It's skill set building. You know, I have personally had over 1,000 people I've given tours to on my hobby farm regarding off-grid living and gardening and all the things that we do here. And a lot of people benefit from gleaning information that way because they see that there's so much toxicity. I remember talking about horse meat with Taco Bell and Burger King years ago. I talk about red dye in meat. I talk about meat, non-meat grown in lab, sold in restaurants, sold in grocery stores. The hormones, antibiotics, and steroids, and GMOs, and all, and everything. The nanotechnology, the pesticides-fed cattle, and the grains that they eat today. The cloning of livestock, the modified proteins and enzymes in all of our foods, which affects bioavailability, absorption of nutrients, excretion, metabolism, homeostasis in the body. So as we get older, you know, I'm 60, and we don't absorb nutrients like we should when we were younger. What message would you have to older folks who want to pursue this hobby farm self-sufficiency arena, if you will, when they get, because a lot of people are too scared to pursue it. What's your thoughts?
It's a lot safer than sitting. You know, my daughter says I don't know how to retire, which is true. I have no desire to retire, and probably as long as I'm able to move, I will never retire. But I'll be 88 in December, and I'm planning on going at least another 20 years or more. But I can't imagine just sitting around all day or playing golf. Golf to me has always been what I would call a playboy's game. It's not a game for people who really want to live. And golf courses are among the most poison in the world.
You know, what's funny, I was visiting a friend in Florida, and he lives on a golf course. Long story short, big bass in these ponds where he lives. I mean, trophy bass. And basically, everybody around there says if you eat the bass from all the chemicals that they put on the lawns, you'll probably die in 2 hours. Of course, they're being a little facetious, but it really is a big concern today. And I'll tell you my opinion of golf, and everybody's different. I know people who live to ride their motorcycle, live to be in their boat, live to hunt, live to fish this one species. Everybody's different. That's what makes America great. I got a little quick golf story when we come back, and we're with Dr. Norm Shealy, but we'll be right back after this break, folks.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, folks. We are getting close to the end of the show. We have a little over half an hour left. We really appreciate you being here. And this is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli with Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, you mentioned golf right before the last break. And there's a set of humorous postcards, and I can't think of the name. Maybe it's Duck Boy. I don't know. But there's these postcards that here in Montana, someone was doing, or somebody in the Rockies. I don't even know where they manufactured them. But it was basically about, this one was about golf. And there was these three, four golfers that were on a putting green. And it showed them running, throwing their putters up in the air, screaming. And a grizzly bear was coming out of the woods onto the green. And the title of the card was, Now Golf is a Sport.
Yes.
I mention it every about once a year, and I don't know if they still have that card, but they should print that concept in politics for a lot of reasons, too. A lot of context. Hey, Dr. Shealy, I want to ask you, you know, with this COVID, you see hand sanitizers everywhere. Everywhere. What's your opinion on the efficacy and safety of hand sanitizers?
Well, I think they are actually safe for washing your hands, but not putting it in your mouth. you know, soap is probably better. And safer, but alcohol, you know, rubbing alcohol, it does destroy about as much as soap will.
Now, what's your, there's a lot of people today very concerned about going into hospitals because of COVID, because of basically nosocomial infections, secondary infections, things of that nature. What's your opinion of going to a hospital today? Should you make it a last resort? Should it be as open in your mind as it was prior to COVID?
An acute illness, it can save your life. So you don't have a choice with a lot of acute illnesses. But at my age, even with an acute illness, I've given it up. I've made a decision. I do not wish to have anything else to do with conventional medicine in my own body the rest of this life.
Well, that's a very strong statement.
Yep, I gave up my supplementary insurance in last December because I just don't want to go there.
Wow. Now, do you feel that, you know, that we've uncovered in the alternative media a lot of nefarious agendas behind this COVID, which we can make 10 shows just with that topic alone. Now, we realize it keeps people indoors, it keeps people less socialized, there's less communication. Like I mentioned many times over the air, a lot of the signs say, walk with your eyes down, don't have eye contact with people, stay indoors, don't communicate. You know, it's pretty obvious what they're trying to pull here. But regarding getting sun and vitamin D, can you tell our listeners how important that is for your immune system?
Well, it's the top of my list. The average person, adult, who weighs 139 pounds or less should take 50,000 units of vitamin D3 every 10 days. The average person who weighs more than 140 pounds, 140 or more, should take it once a week. That's how simple it is.
Now, when you say people to go out and get vitamins, you know, with all this talk, with everything being synthesized, with all these so many drugs coming from China and other questionable manufacturers, where do you recommend people going to get quality, efficacious products regarding vitamins?
So my website is where I get everything, and I think what I've got on my website, as far as I can tell, is both efficacious and safe.
Very good. Very good. Well, folks, we'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the break. We really appreciate you being here. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California. The Supreme Court will consider two cases on immigration policy and the border wall. One case involves the Trump administration's policy that people seeking asylum in the United States remain in Mexico while their cases are pending. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A company says their popular exercise bike could hurt you. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix.
Twitter removed a tweet from top White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Scott Atlas that recommended wearing masks when close to others, especially those who are at high risk, but otherwise to practice social distancing and no widespread mandates. Dr. Atlas, citing several jurisdictions like France, Miami, Israel, and Spain, where cases have exploded with mandates. And Twitter is refusing to unlock the New York Post account unless the newspaper deletes posts related to Hunter Biden. Twitter saying in a statement, "We've updated the policy. We don't change enforcement retroactively." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We really appreciate you being here. This is Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I am with Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, I apologize for giving you so many questions back to back to back like this, but Vince Fennelli threatened me that if I had 10 seconds of dead air, he's going to make me sing 1970s disco songs. So I got to be careful. And if you ever heard me sing, well, I don't know if you're a hunter, but if you've ever heard a wounded moose stuck in the mud, you'll get an idea of what I sound like. So I got to make sure I keep going with these questions here. So thanks for dealing with that. Dr. Shealy, I try to... You know, there's all this information about gut health. Is there any, and you see ads all over the place about, you know, healthy vegetables, vegetables that are immune stimulants. Are there any vegetables that you would recommend, especially if they've been radiated or they're so filled with chemicals and just drugs. Are there vegetables that you would not recommend eating out there today?
Well, I personally don't buy anything at a grocery store. So I don't know. I don't trust anything at a grocery store, and I particularly wouldn't pay you 2 cents extra for anything labeled organic because it's got to at least have Roundup on it out of the rain. So I don't know how to recommend how to buy in a grocery store because I don't trust any of it.
Well, I'll tell you, the word organic should be in quotes, should have be italicized, and should have many asterisks by it because on this show, I know we have divulged quite a few organic companies who have been caught not being organic.
Now, well, that's right. But again, it is unethical, in my opinion, if you know that 75% of the rain that's fallen on that vegetable has Roundup in it to call it organic. How can it be organic if it's got Roundup in it?
Well, not just Roundup. Any chemical. Absolutely.
Well, but especially Roundup.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you've been reading about the CDC, the NIH.
Well, they're part of the evil empire. I wouldn't trust them to tell me the time of day.
I agree. And I think a lot of people are waking up to this. You know, the NIH has been caught doing some nefarious things with China. I've mentioned those things on the air many times. But I'm going to try and keep to medical information for our listeners as because we're running out of time here and we're less than half an hour to the end of the show. Dr. Shealy, I harvest in the woods here in the North Country in northwest Montana. I harvest chaga. I'm sure you're familiar with the dry mushroom chaga. It has almost every benefit and vitamin in the book. And I'll drink a chaga tea. Oh, probably 3-4 times a week. We'll put a little honey in there, mostly during the winter months. And I also fast maybe a couple days a month, and I'll take a couple shots here and there of apple cider vinegar. I don't do anything with a real discipline regimen on those things, but I do those three things. What are your opinions on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your opinion on taking chaga, fasting, and apple cider vinegar?
Well, I'm not a faster. I get hungry after 12 hours, and I don't enjoy it. Therefore, and I don't need to. But if you like to fast, you know, if it's something you enjoy and feel good about, go for it. As far as chaga is concerned, yes, I would do it if I could find them. But I don't go in the woods to find them, and I wouldn't know how to shop for them, so to speak. Apple cider vinegar, yes.
And what dosage, if you will, or how much?
Oh, about 2 tablespoons a day is adequate.
Okay. So regarding fasting, you say you don't do it, and you certainly can't argue with the success you've had in life, physical, mental, and activity-wise, but I've read that fasting can almost like reset your immune system and help your gut bacteria reset. Do you think there's some validity to that?
Yes, for some people it works well. You know, again, you have to have a fasting personality, in my opinion.
Now, I have a question. I've always wondered about this, especially in this mis/disinformation world that we live in today. Is there, in your opinion, can you discuss the benefits or detriments of bacteria and viruses living in cold climates versus warm climates? You have an opinion on that, Dr. Choi.
I don't know enough about the differences in the climate to make a judgment. I'm sure there are differences, but I have not actually studied that particular thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about vaccines. We've talked about COVID. And to me, it's amazing. In your 64 years of medicine, Dr. Shealy, have you ever seen this much attention given to a virus or a bacteria
that
has a mortality rate of 99.something%, depending on comorbidities and age?
Well, first of all, again, I consider that the actual death rate is less than 10%.
So the actual, can you repeat that, please?
About a month ago, the CDC actually admitted once that the actual death rate from the virus was slightly less than 10%. In other words, 90%+ of all the people dying had severe comorbidities, which was really the major cause of death.
Oh, right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure the context was understood. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I remember just a few weeks ago, they said that they knocked down their mortality rates down to like 6% of the number they came out with because of all the false information. And I'm sure you heard about the president of Tanzania swabbing a goat and a papaya. And I'm not making this up, by the way. And the tests coming out as a positive test for COVID. I mean, it's really difficult. I mean, you've made it very clear on your opinion of how corrupt the system has gone. But if you're a layperson reading this stuff and seeing the propaganda and the lies and the agendas that they're funneling us to because they're using this COVID tyranny, I mean, what? How do you? Young people are either going to give up totally or just start doing all the reading and research on their own. I mean, how do you recommend young people in this age of corruption moving forward in medicine, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I think they should subscribe to my email newsletter. I talk about it all the time.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a pretty good plan. It's really quite disturbing, some of the things that's going on here. In fact, there's an article out here that it was a whistleblower from Canada basically talking about how these lockdowns, they're planning on new lockdowns around the world, including Canada, where they're going to talk about debt resets, forced vaccinations, internment camps. It's amazing to me, despite all the information that's out there, Dr. Shealy, how the powers that be are still moving forward with this kind of totalitarian, tyrannical communist insurrection agenda.
I agree.
So, regarding overall health for people, you know, I try to stay away from financial economic stuff when I have you on, Doctor, because of all your great experience, but I'm going to kind of go into a little gray area here. Let's say you're in the bottom 93% of income earners, and you say, well, I can't afford that 20 to 40 acres in order to start my garden, raise a few animals, harvest timber for heat, et cetera, et cetera. Basically more of a self-sufficiency lifestyle. What do you have any advice to people like that on maybe combining capital resources and skill sets and getting together with other people? What do you have a database on your website where you can get like-minded people together and actually create a commerce situation to improve their life?
No, I do not, because that would require a lot of talent, of time that I do not have. Somebody has to organize that. But I think that, you know, actually, 10 people could get together and buy 1 acre for their crop. They could, you know, on 1 acre, you could raise enough food for vegetables and stuff for 10 people, 10 families.
Do you have, just regarding overall health, longevity, do you have any homemade remedies that you recommend for certain illnesses?
Well, to me, the number one way to avoid illness is to detach from everything that worries you. And the way to do that is something called autogenic training. I have used that since 1972. I give it away free to people who go to my website and sign up for it. It's called Autogenic Focus on my website. But you can sign up for my newsletter and get a free download of it. And if you will practice that 18 minutes twice a day for 3 months, it will improve your life for the rest of your life. After 3 months, you can do it in 1 or 2 minutes.
And can you kind of give a brief layperson explanation of what you mean?
Yes. You repeat after me the phrases. I do it very slowly. My arms and legs are heavy and warm, in and out. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet and still. Each of those phrases you repeat 18 to 20 times.
So would you consider this to be some type of meditation?
Of course. I call it self-regulation, but it is a meditative experience.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with Dr. Sheely after this break for our last segment of the morning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Last segment of the morning. I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, I really am honored to be able to interview you with all your accomplishments in your life. And I really appreciate what you're doing for the people. You are a great example of a true American. Now, when you were talking about your meditation therapy, are there objective ratings or facts on personal recommendations of this therapy, validations? I can see how that could help relax you, give you better sleep. What kind of objective results would something like that offer, or is there any?
Well, there are 28,000 scientific articles on auditory training, including my doctoral dissertation in psychology, which was based upon it.
Interesting. And from your experience, how often have you recommended this therapy in your practice over the years?
Well, I've offered to all my patients for at least the last 48 years, and on my radio show every week, et cetera, so probably a few hundred thousand people.
Wow. So how, as far as results from the feedback you've received, if you had to shoot from the hip and guess how many people, percentage-wise, as a rate, this idea, the solution of meditation has helped them positively, what number would you slap on that?
85%.
Wow. Wow.
But I can't do it for you.
Right.
I could give it to you, but I can't have you. I can't substitute the doing of it for you.
Right. So basically, in the beginning, you're basically reading a piece of paper because, you know, you have to, it takes a while to memorize all the things you have to say. Is that fair?
Well, I give people the recording. It used to be a CD. Now I give it, in fact, once upon a time it was actually an old cassette tape, but now it's an MP3.
So would you recommend listening to this by your bedside before you go to sleep?
And before you, and I recommend the ideal time is as you wake up in the morning and as you go to sleep in the evening.
Interesting. Okay. My next question, Dr. Shealy, is a lot of people, because of the lack of trust in the system, you know, the GMO food, the Monsantos of the world, all the chemicals, all the things that we talk about, the fluoride, everything, all of it. There's so much ambiguity regarding trust. When someone gets cancer today, I mean, I'm a firm believer that if you had everything x-rayed, every CAT scan, every MRI, every blood test, if you're basically above 30, you're probably going to get some, detect some type of cancer. I mean, that's a paranoid hypochondriac who would do something like that. But when you do get diagnosed with cancer these days, you know, we all know that chemotherapy is basically a derivative of a mustard gas. What's your opinion of taking chemotherapy versus natural remedies to fight cancer? And under the category of natural remedies, what would you recommend?
Okay, there's no chemotherapy for which I would allow in my body. Not one. My treatment is intravenous vitamin C, 50 to 100 grams, 20 times, and intravenous ozone. We do it here at the clinic regularly.
You know, I've read articles where SWAT teams were literally coming in and arresting people who are doing intravenous vitamin C because the powers that be do not want that to be available. So you're saying that as a physician, you can prescribe intravenous vitamin C. Does that have to be given by a diagnostician? Let's say someone like me in Montana is diagnosed with cancer or some type of immune system disorder, and I want to get vitamin C intravenously. How would I go about that, especially if some of these physicians today are bought and paid for to hold the narrative to sell these synthetic pharmaceutical drugs, which, as you told, and I knew, is controlled by Big Pharma, the whole industry? How would some average Joe do that?
You go only to a holistic physician. If they don't advertise being a holistic physician, they're not.
So would that be like a natural path?
No, that's not an... That's not, it has to be an MD.
So is it possible for somebody to hire a home nurse and be, and?
No.
Okay.
Not without a physician prescription.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, it's amazing how time flies so fast when I interview you. And again, thank you for everything that you do for the American people. I know we all appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, folks. I'll be on the air with Vince tomorrow. Dr. Shealy, thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.